Welcome to the Workforce Advantage, where thought leaders and innovators shape the workforce of tomorrow.
What if the key to customer loyalty was a more empowered frontline? Hi, I'm your host, Tim Dupree. Today, we're zooming in on the most critical piece of providing excellent customer experience, the people. Specifically, contact center agents, the individuals who represent your brand every day. Joining me are two Kelly Connect leaders who are passionate about elevating the customer experience, Shonda Deckelman and Candace Ewens. Fresh from CCW Week, the largest event in the contact center space, they're here to share powerful insights on how investing in agent experience leads directly to better customer experiences. Shonda, Candace, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tim. I'm excited to be here.
Thank you so much. Excited to be here today. Thanks, Tim.
So to start us off, can you tell us a little bit about your roles at Kelly Connect and how your work supports the agent experience on the ground?
Absolutely. Well, I'll actually give you a quick overview of myself. I've been with Kelly for 17 years. I hit the 17-year mark this year. And really, our roles here at Kelly Connect are really providing the foundation for agent success, equipping them with the right tools, optimizing their workflows, and really providing a supportive environment.
Well, thank you, Tim. I've been with Kelly for over 10 years, and in our roles here at Kelly Connect, we engage with the customer contact center industry leaders to ensure our clients and agents receive and give the best customer experience.
So you both recently came back from CCW Week, the largest contact center conference in the market. I'd love to hear from you what your biggest takeaways were, especially around agent engagement and empowerment.
Absolutely. That event was fantastic. It was full of energy, full of collaborating minds, all in the contact center space. And I think people really feel empowered when they're connected. They feel trusted, they feel valued, and it leads to an increase in confidence and better customer interactions.
Yeah, I'll second what Shonda said. The customer contact conference was very powerful. From a perspective that Shonda and I heard the best practices from industry leaders, and there was an emphasis on customer and agent experience. And the most important part of the discussion was about leading with human interaction. Even though AI is a trending topic, it was shared that human interaction is still the most important thing to customers in regards to customer experience. We concluded that we must put human interaction first because it's always going to lead to the best customer and agent experience.
So I'm hearing that there was a lot of talk around AI at the conference, also around automation, but let's talk about people. So why is investing in agent experience such a crucial part of providing outstanding customer experience and ultimately driving a better satisfaction to the customer?
Oh, absolutely. It really is an investment in the overall success of the business. It creates a positive and supportive environment, allows agents to unlock their full potential, and it really ultimately leads to improved customer satisfaction and business growth.
Thanks, Shonda. And Candace, you recently spent some time with a group of contact center agents. What did they share with you and what did you learn from them about what matters to them?
Yeah, the day I spent with the new group of agents in our product launch training was so amazing. I observed the day and I watched the agents as they went along and worked through some other tasks and activities. The most important thing to me was at the end of the day that the agents all said to me that they felt more confident at the end of the day, and they were very thankful to have had the opportunity to be such a critical part of the training. The agents felt included, supported, and they felt like their voice mattered.
So Candace, you mentioned the word empowerment, and empowerment gets thrown around a lot. What does empowerment actually look like in a customer experience setting or contact center setting, and how do leaders deliver it day to day?
You know, I really feel like empowerment allows for the process of becoming more confident. When you increase confidence in agents, your customer interactions become stronger, more positive, your agents feel trusted and valued. It really allows for the flexibility to go beyond the scripts and make it more human-centered.
I think that's a very important question. Leaders deliver empowerment by modeling trust, actively listening to feedback, and by recognizing initiative and removing the barriers that may prevent agents from doing their best job. I feel that true empowerment happens when leadership creates an environment of accountability and support. At the end, this leads to agents feeling pride in their positions, and then it leads to an amazing customer experience.
Can you draw a straight line between an empowered agent and a great customer experience? What kind of impacts have you seen there?
So, Tim, I really feel like an empowered agent is allowed the flexibility to go beyond the scripts and act in the customer's best interest. It creates greater empathy, genuine customer interactions, and it really leads to more human-centered conversations.
Yeah, lots of great impacts. In my experience, and referring back again to the new group of agents, we've seen a direct correlation with great customer experience when agents feel empowered. And for example, when we started that new group, they had a lofty goal. They not only achieved it, but they tripled it. So in the past month, they have exceeded their goals, and that has led to improved customer satisfaction by them feeling trusted and supported.
I'd love for you to share an example, maybe a specific example, where focus on the agent's experience led to a measurable improvement in performance, retention, or even customer satisfaction. Does one come to mind?
Yeah. So Tim, to dive deeper with the new agent group and give you some numbers, they had a lofty goal, like I said. So in the first month, their goal was to sell 60 new memberships, and they actually sold 90 new memberships in the first week.
So for leaders looking to start improving their agent experience, what's one actionable thing they can do today?
I love this question. I think leaders can actively listen. I think they can create a culture where agents feel heard.
Well, I definitely agree with Shonda on the listening. Another thing that I could say is to involve the agents. Make them part of the process with your development of your team. The agents are the ones interacting day to day with the customers, and using their feedback and ideas is only going to help create a successful experience for them and for the team.
Great. And now, my favorite part, looking ahead, what trends, ideas do you see happening in the market that excite you the most, especially when it comes to the evolution of the customer experience setting or contact center culture around agent engagement?
I think the contact center is really becoming a strategic hub for customer engagement, leveraging various channels like email, chat, social media. I just really think it's starting to become a strong strategic hub.
Well, I agree with that idea. And even though AI is a tool that we use, at the end of the day, making human interaction the most important part of the customer experience will create the best agent engagement within customers.
Candace and Shonda, thank you so much for your time today. That wraps up this episode of The Workforce Advantage. A huge thank you to our guest, Shonda Deckelman and Candace Ewens, for reminding us that behind every great customer experience is an empowered human being. I'd also like to thank you for listening in today. Don't forget to subscribe to the show so you don't miss our next episode. I'm Tim Dupree. Until next time, stay ahead of the curve and make your workforce work for you.